1620 94.5 WTAW. The College Station City Council resumes its conversation about fees charged for parks and recreation programs. The discussion at the council meeting May 13th ended with agreement to continue studying possible increases. Much of the discussion was about non-residents paying more, if not all that cost. Elizabeth Kuna favored a non-resident rate that covers 100% of the city's costs.
I would prefer that my taxes not go to subsidizing programs for people that do not live in College Station. This is not a county program. This is a city program.
Linda Harvell said non-residents still contribute by paying sales taxes.
They're going to go shopping. They're going to go to lunch. They're going to go to dinner. They're going to go do whatever they do just because they live, you know, outside of the city of College Station. They're going to spend money here, just like our residents who are utilizing the city of Bryan's facilities.
Bob Yancey, among at least four council members who want non-residents to pick up more of the cost, though there's not a majority on what that percentage should be.
While 100% might be a bit draconian, maybe a 40% or 50%, something greater than what you've identified here is where I'm coming down on this.
Mayor John Nichols says he totally gets the argument about non-residents paying more because they don't pay College Station property taxes.
We do have a neighbor to the north that has recreational facilities that our citizens use, and I hope they would be treated equally with how we would treat our citizens here.
Mayor Nichols also noting the city receives 38% of its revenue from sales taxes and about the same percentage from property taxes. The council agreed to let city staff and College Station's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board continue their studies about future fee increases. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.